From Washington, this is VOA News. The Syrian army announced a new campaign Thursday to retake rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo, crushing hopes of reestablishing a ceasefire and getting aid to civilians already ravaged by the five-year-long civil war. Jens Laerke is spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
There is an acute and immediate need for adherence to international humanitarian law, which stipulates that civilians in armed conflict must be protected from the effects of war.
Meanwhile, the International Syria Support Group met on the sidelines of the annual UN General Assembly in New York on Thursday. The meeting ended without an agreement. A UN moderator described it as long, painful, difficult, and disappointing. Issues confronting the Middle East dominated Thursday's UN General Assembly debate. Margaret Bashir has more.
On the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas warned that Israel's continued settlement expansion is jeopardizing any chance of a two-state solution.
Settlements are illegal in every aspect and any manifestation. We will therefore continue to exert all efforts for the adoption of a Security Council resolution on the settlements.
But Israel's leader was defiant.
We will not accept any attempt by the UN to dictate terms to Israel.
Meanwhile, Iraq's leader said his government is making progress in its battle with the self-proclaimed Islamic State. A major offensive to liberate the northern city of Mosul from the terrorists is expected in the coming months.
Margaret Bashir at the UN. This is VOA. A third night of demonstrations against the shooting of an African-American man by a police officer in Charlotte, North Carolina, were largely peaceful. Hundreds of demonstrators defied a midnight curfew, marching without incident in the early hours of Friday morning. Authorities said they had no plans to enforce the curfew so long as the protests remained peaceful. Television video showed some protesters shaking hands with smiling National Guard personnel early in the morning. VOA's Aisha Sarai was there.
We've seen a lot of riot police. They're being dispersed, but no signs of tear gas or rubber bullets yet. The streets are pretty full right now. So far, nothing's turned violent.
Thursday night, large crowds of demonstrators marched through the heart of the city, and while tear gas was used against demonstrators at one location, such incidents were rare. Officials in Thailand say three policemen were killed and two wounded in a bomb and gun attack Friday in the southern province of Yala, where Muslim separatists have been waging an insurgency against the state. Just over a month ago, bombings in three of Thailand's main tourist towns killed four people, wounding dozens, raising fears that the insurgents were expanding their fight. U.S. President Barack Obama will veto legislation on Friday that would allow survivors and relatives of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks to sue Saudi Arabia's government for damages. Obama has said the legislation would expose Americans overseas to legal risks. Congress is expected to try to override the president's veto, which would require votes by two-thirds of lawmakers. Riyadh has denied any involvement in the attacks. However, 15 of the 19 hijackers were identified as Saudis. A Chinese court on Thursday sentenced prominent civil rights lawyer Sha Lin to 12 years in prison on fraud charges in what many human rights advocates are calling retaliation for his defense of high-profile clients, such as artist Ai Weiwei, who challenged the government. Sha is the latest of several rights activists, particularly defense lawyers, to be sentenced under the administration of President Xi Jinping, who has justified the crackdown on civil society as part of a broader campaign to boost security and stability. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is The Voice of America from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.